It's me again, Hank the Cowdog. We had no idea, no hint, that the coyotes were planning an attack on ranch headquarters. I mean, who would have suspected such a bold move? For 6 months, the coyote situation had been quiet. They had stayed out in the pastures, and we dogs had stayed up around headquarters. Drover and I had caught glimpses of them on several occasions, but there was nothing in their behavior that had suggested they were plotting a major offensive. Which just goes to prove that with coyotes, you never know. A dog must stay alert all the time. Just when you think that peace has come to the ranch, those guys launch a bloody raid. It was in the fall of the year, as I recall. Yes, of course it was. Early fall. Because the chinaberry trees were shedding their leaves. Why do they shed their leaves in October? I have no idea. But they do it every year. Maybe they know something the rest of us don't know. Don't forget, no one knows more about being a tree than a tree. And while they were shedding their leaves, I got my first tip about the big raid from J.T. Cluck, the head rooster. But let's get something straight right away. I don't go out of my way to interrogate chickens. I'd much rather run through a bunch of them and make them squawk and flap their wings. That's one of the things that brings meaning into a dog's life, scattering chickens. I love it. But on this particular morning, I got myself drawn into a conversation with J.T. It was a warm, clear day, as I recall, and I was sunning myself on the gravel drive in front of the machine shed. Perhaps I had slipped into a light doze. Not a deep sleep, mind you, because we dogs don't sleep during working hours. It was a light doze. No doubt I was dreaming about... be still, my heart. No doubt I was dreaming about Miss Beulah the Collie. And why not? Why would a dog bother to dream about anything less than the world's most gorgeous collie gal? Dreaming about anyone or anything else would be a waste of a dog's... Come to think of it, I was dreaming about bones. A giant T-bone, to be exact. Sometimes a guy dreams about the ladies, and sometimes he dreams about bones. They're both pretty exciting subjects, and either one can cause a dog to... How shall I say this? Either one can cause a dog to do unusual things in his sleep, such as twitch and make certain squeaking sounds. Have you ever observed a dog doing such things? It's the behavior pattern of a normal, healthy dog, and chances are that he's dreaming about bones or ladies. Well, I was in the midst of one of those wonderful bone dreams. In the midst, I should say, of a bone dream when all at once I heard a voice.
Wake up, Pooch. We've got things to talk about.
I cracked one eye and saw something ugly with feathers. I sent this report to data control and received a message on the giant screen of my mind.
It's either chicken or a feather duster.
I hit the cancel button and let my right eyelid drift back down to the closed position and tried to pick up my bone dream where I had left it. But then something struck me on the left ear, causing a stinging sensation to go streaking through my entire body. Within seconds, I got another message from data control.
You've been pecked on the ear by a rooster.
Well, you know me. I don't take rooster pecking with a grain of salt. I threw open both eyes, leaped to my feet, and went directly into a growling routine, which we call... Don't ever do that again, pal.